furry one, it's Madge, and guess what? It's time for a Grum. I recorded the program you're about to hear on Friday with the one and only Berbacia Clemens, but I just wanted to introduce it by saying that this podcast is free, always has been free, and hopefully always will be free, but I did do something that I thought would be nice to monetize in a way that doesn't stop this program from being free, which is I have a Substack. I have a daily newsletter, and I'm doing it about 5 days a week. I've been doing it a lot, getting a lot out of it, and I've got some subscribers, and people seem to like it. I write a lot. Like today, I wrote over 2 pages about stream of consciousness, about a fashion show I went to on a Friday or Saturday, I think, maybe. And it's really fun. Anyway, the address is madge.substack.com. And it's $5 a month. There's a free version, but you're not going to get much on the free version because I'm rarely going to post for free. But if you want to support this Grum and keep it free, then subscribe to my little Substack for only $5 a month, and you'll get at least 20 newsletter posts a month. That's a lot, audience, at least for now, until I decide I'm too lazy. But if that happens, you can always stop. But I've really been enjoying it. Anyway, here's the Grum, and get fucked. Yeah.
Hey.
Is you muted? Oh, yeah, I hear you. I'm just
kidding. Am I still muted?
No, I hear you.
Okay. Let me turn it up.
Yeah, something's thumping. Something's thumping. I'm going to turn off my video. You don't need to see me. You don't need to see that.
Yes.
What device are you on?
I'm on a Surface 3.
Don't forget to stand up. A Surface 3? What is that? What's a Surface 3?
A Microsoft Surface 3.
Oh,
what do you hear?
No, it's fine. It's just a little. You sound a little distant, and I don't mean emotionally. I just sounds a little far away, but you know.
Well, I'm having clothes on, so I'm trying to keep it real low key.
All right. Well, I have a minor complication because I'm eating a little, but I'll try not to slurp. But people love when I eat.
Well, I was just eating. I had some broccoli.
Did you fart?
Not yet. Give it a little time to run through my system. Mm-hmm. But I had a little broccoli and I had an energy drink because I've been up since 6 o'clock LA time. Mm. It's noon now. And I'm doing finishing up these taxes. I don't know any taxes, but I want to get it done so it just doesn't seep over, you know, into the next year.
I don't understand. Why do you need to do taxes in October? Or is it like your quarterly?
No, I didn't do them in April. Mm. So if you don't owe anything, then you can do them anytime up to 3 years and still get a refund.
That's true.
So I've been on the phone trying to get all that information together. And, you know, it's a little bit challenging. So I'm just trying to, like, have a little something. I had some broccoli. I've got some blueberries.
Yeah.
Had a little pre-workout here.
I was just talking with my friend Griselda. She was having a pre-workout. Is that a new thing I don't know about? A pre-workout? I said you need to pre-eat because I like to I pre-eat. Is that pre-work? What is a pre-workout? Is that a pre-eat? Is it the same?
It's kind of you mean before you exercise? You pre-eat before you exercise? You just pre-eat in general?
I mean, I always eat, so. I eat and I post-eat. Just wondering what it means for, like, people who aren't, you know, constantly eating, maybe.
Well, the pre-workout, I have this thing called Extend Original BCAAs, and it's, that's the work. You should take that during the workout. But it has this thing in it called beta-alanine, or that one doesn't, but most of them have this thing called beta-alanine. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, if you want to save on pre-workout, you can just get beta-alanine. straight off, you know, like now foods or, you know, now supplements or whatever it's called.
Can I get it from the Alex Jones website?
The Alex Jones
website, because he sells supplements.
What's his name?
Alex Jones. You know
Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm. She's the one that's always yelling about how the pandemic is fake. You know who I mean, right?
I don't know. I don't know who you mean. I thought you were
Alex Jones. No, not Florence Henderson. Alex Jones is a very famous kind of horrible guy who goes on and says awful things to millions of people and they believe him. Said like the Parkland shootings were fake or something like that. Some of those But he sells supplements.
Wow.
To make your dick
Are people
cord.
Afraid of being poisoned like they did Brittany Murphy?
What happened with her? I know Sylvia Brown was into that.
Well, Brittany Murphy, I haven't seen the documentary yet, but Brittany Murphy died about 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. she had pneumonia, and then she had some kind of anemia. They said that was a cause. And then about 5 months later, her husband died of the same thing, and they found about 70 different bottles of prescription drugs next to her bed. And they said that the husband, after she died, would sleep in the bed with Brittany's mom, okay? And said that the mom would be, and he said, you know, she said, well, we're just grieving. I'm like, you know, bitch, when you take a dick and put it in your mouth, you're not just grieving.
No, you're grieving, but you're also sucking.
You're greasing.
Yeah, skeezing. You're skeezing, mama.
Right. So, yeah, it just, that came up recently. That just sounded really kind of, but you know what I really want to talk about?
Yeah.
I have a new boyfriend or a girlfriend. I'm not really sure.
What do you mean? You're not sure.
Well, remember when I told you the story about the squirrel that slid down my window?
Mm-hmm. Tell it though, because refresh people's memory. Because I don't remember. Did you tell it on here or did you tell it offline? I don't know.
Well, I told it on here, and one night I heard something on the roof. I didn't know what it was, and I heard some scraping around. And then all of a sudden I saw this squirrel just, you know, like, I lost my footing and just slide down the roof.
Right.
Past my window off the roof.
Yeah.
So it was like,
Uh-oh.
Well, between then and now, I was outside and the squirrel was going along. And I was in a good mood. So, you know, I saw the squirrel eating, you know, whatever it's eating off of the tree that's above my apartment. And I said, you know, hey, you know, waved at it and smiled. And he looked at me, he or she looked at me for a little bit, and then held the nut in its hand, and, you know, took whatever bites off of it and then threw it down. I thought, well, you know, she's trying to throw stuff at me. Let me get up out of here. So another squirrel was walking around on the ground. I was like, I don't know what's up with these two. They might be trying to gang up on me, you know, with the spiders and try to take me out. So, you know, I said, let me get up out of here. Well, a few days later, who's at my window looking in the window but that squirrel? I was like, what the hell are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And a couple days later, I was walking outside and I opened up the door and there's a fence right by my door. Mm-hmm. And that bitch was waiting outside.
Oh, no.
On the fence, waiting for me to come out.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, like, where have you been? You know,
where are you at?
I was, is this a codependent? Is this squirrel. A codependent squirrel? A squirrel just like in such a cruel world that I gave her just a little bit of love, and all of a sudden she's like, you know, I need more. I'm going to stalk you until I, you know,
right.
We get this together, and so. One day I came out late and it was waiting by the tree. And I said, well, let me give it, you know, do a little smile and everything. And, you know, they soaked up the energy. They were like, oh, this is so loving, you know.
Oh, wait, it's it's a non-gender, it's a non-binary squirrel.
We haven't had sex yet.
Okay, but you need to establish that nevertheless, I would think. Or you don't care.
That's true, but you know, with them little legs, they run pretty fast, so I can't see if there's a dick dangling between the legs or if it's a vagina flopping around. So,
well, you could have a vagina or a penis and still be a they, you know? Gender is not biological.
I truly understand. Don't turn me into Dave Chappelle.
No, okay? I'm not going to turf. I'm not going to turf you. Don't worry. I'm not going to turf you.
So they straight up the tree, and it was they them,
right?
Scurried right up the tree, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard, and which I've heard for the last 6 years that I've lived in this apartment, I heard the nuts falling onto my roof, and you know, I'd gotten used to it. You know, until I noticed that the squirrel was out there eating the nuts off the tree. So I didn't.
You're used to being teabagged.
I'm used to being teabagged, so I didn't make the correlation.
Mm-hmm.
I did not make the correlation, and then all of a sudden, I was in my bathroom and I could look up, and there's that squirrel.
Yeah.
Sampling different nuts off the tree and then throwing them onto the top of my roof.
They a hoe.
Yeah. Total hoe. So I said, you know what? Let me go get this squirrel they together. And I went out and I said, look, you fat bitch.
Uh-oh.
Here's the number for the Overeaters Anonymous meeting, because you're up above my roof all the time.
Mm.
Eating and throwing nuts down. I'm not having it.
Oh.
And she screamed back. She said, look, huh? She was acting out. Mm-hmm. And then she screamed back at me. She said, bitch, you didn't think I could talk. But I can't talk. And I've been checking you out naked inside of your apartment. Bitch, the way you talk to people is the reason why you're single. Okay, bitch.
If that's what this girl told you. Meanwhile, she's acting out on her food addiction. She got nerve.
Exactly.
They got her nerve. They got their nerve.
I'm like, bitch, you're a stalker. Like, you're outside of my fucking window and shit, peeking in, like,
banging your nuts.
Is somebody in here?
Banging your nuts around. That ain't right. So, did you find out who it was? Because, I mean, I'm thinking from this story, it's obvious to me. Maybe you didn't have this realization yet, but it's obvious that the squirrel's a drone controlled by, I'm sure, Beyonce. I'm sure, because this is typical Beyonce behavior.
That's true. That's true. You know, I have a plan. I'm going to, next time I'm outside, I'm going to say, bitch, you doing a good job, bitch. You doing a good job, bitch. You doing a good job, bitch. You doing a good job, right, to try to get it back, and then I'll be able to find out.
Pour her some lemonade.
I'm Hard Rock, I'm Coco, I'm Joe.
Be all feminist and shit, you know, and you gotta be all proud of your womanhood, of your blackness, but at the same time, you have to film a Tiffany's commercial where you're the only person flying on a private jet, because fuck the planet, right? I bet she flew that squirrel there on a private jet. Did it have like a Tiffany's collar or anything?
It had a Tiffany's collar, and then it had that crazy Nike workout wear that Beyonce made.
Did it have a dread perm?
It had a blue dread perm in honor of Beyonce's daughter.
Okay, so yeah, that was Beyonce. This is what I was afraid of, and now I don't know what to tell you. This is, I knew that this was coming. As soon as I saw that Tiffany's commercial, it had a lot of encoding for you. I could tell she was going to come for you, because I attacked her on this show because of that Tiffany's commercial. Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that she's coming for you, for me, through you. At the same time, I wish you two the best in your future relationships.
You done pushed her off on me.
Well, no, I didn't push her off on you. I think, no, this isn't my fault, because she's coming for me through you. I had no way to know that. She could have come through Hagatha, but I guess she didn't want to fly the squirrel over to Marion, Illinois, or wherever Hagatha lives, because there's no airport. So LAX is right there. They fly there all the time. She probably just took a jet set, put the squirrel next to her, the drone squirrel, or it might be a real squirrel, but I don't know how. Yeah, you know what it is. Elon Musk, he implanted those chips in the pigs last year. He can control pigs. I bet he's controlling that squirrel. And that's probably how she got the jet, too. That's probably an electric jet. And that's why she's okay with it, now that I think about it. So maybe she's not against climate change. She's saving the planet with Elon Musk and controlled. Is there a pig around? Because I would suspect a pig is next. Is there a pig snuffing around your house? You got any truffles?
You know what? There's a homeless hoarder woman down the street. And don't anybody at me about the homeless hoarder woman. I've told you about the homeless hoarder woman, right?
I don't think so, but I could be just not remembering. Please do. Please okay. Do.
All right. I moved in here 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and I was greeted by the welcome committee, which is a homeless, toothless hoarder woman who's on meth. And
that's nice.
I was like, oh, hey, you know, yes, I have some recycling. Have at it. It's yours.
Oh.
And then I felt really bad for her, and I looked up social services agencies that, you know, might be able to help her, and I gave it to her. She's like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, cool. Maybe she'll, you know, she'll benefit from it.
Yeah.
Well, 6 months later, she's like, can I use your phone? And then the discovery happened of all of her furniture. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean?
You know, a lot of oops.
Oh, stand up.
Time to booty. A lot of the homes in the neighborhood are rented homes, so people don't live there. You know, they're not owners, and they rent the homes out. And you know, you'll like this. There's a synagogue down the street with the synagogue school children.
Kind of horror.
Who are you calling a whore?
You obviously, you're fucking squirrels. I mean, come on. You're not exactly. You see a squirrel who's a whore, you get teabagged. You don't care if it's this. You don't even care what gender it is. You're there for it because you know it's going to cause trouble. Yeah, you a hoe. I'm not afraid to say it. You a hoe.
You know what she told me? They said, you know what? You've been living a fantasy life this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been pulling you along for the ride, and you've been delusional in a fantasy world. I said, bitch, I'm going to attempt to grab you by the tail, skin you, and barbecue you with some Uncle Ben's rice and have you for dinner.
Feed her to Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. Granny used to eat squirrel and possum stew.
Oh, my God. How are these flies getting in this? Oh, my God.
Those are not flies. Those are Madonna's kids. Those are also drones. It's a New York attack.
You know? My God.
They're all up there on the east side. They feel a little out of place with all those rich white people, you know, with their plastic tight faces. And they get bored. So they call Elon Musk. They make drones. And they bother you to get to me. Because I've had it with these fake celebrities. You know, I thought Madonna would be the one celebrity. I think we've talked about this, to age gracefully. Instead, she's just a walking, you know, she's like that thing from Doctor Who that just, it's like the face in a picture frame. She's just a taut skin. And she's angry because I call her out. And I don't know why they're all going through you. I mean, they're all going through you to get to me.
Well, this is the reason why. I played Harriet Tubman before she escaped in the most recent film version of Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad.
Is that why you were working out? So you could, you know, get to her size?
She was fit.
She was fit. Yeah, she could run. She could run.
So I could, because the dogs would be behind me and, you know, white people with whips and stuff come. Uh-huh. Then I, bitch. I had to work out so I could run.
Drag her.
And so I was working out, but Harriet Tubman, you know, I picked up the part where she was having an afternoon tea and a foot massage, and her wig fell off. And so right? And soon after, I was hoisted into a wagon and pulled by horses through the middle of town.
What town?
Berwyn.
Berwyn, Illinois.
Berwyn, Illinois.
Oh,
and then my vag started screaming. And my vag started screaming, "I'm here for active duty. Put me to work. Put me in, coach. I'm ready."
Your vagina?
Yes. And, you know, I knew it wasn't safe, so I stuffed her mouth with a tampon.
Uh-huh.
And I fixed her makeup and made sure that her mini wig was put on straight. And I told her, you know, buck up, pussy.
Now, are you talking wigs? You mean her merkin, her vagina wig, when you say tiny wig? Or are you talking about her head?
No, we made...
Her head.
No.
Not her head.
In Hollywood, we made her a tiny, tiny wig with a lace front.
Oh.
And real human hair.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Sorry. I'm eating, and I choked.
No. You just gagged.
I'm gagging. You gag me. Well, I hear lace front wig, and I immediately gag. Because I'm thinking, the embarrassing thing, Berbatia, I've watched every episode of Drag Race and most of the international. Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea what a lace front wig is.
You've got all this. Look, I looked at your page.
On my page, yeah.
And I noticed that you've been having all these shows with these Drag Race drag queens.
Just for Holland. Just for Drag Race. The only one I do is Drag Race Holland. But guess what? The host of that show, Fred Van Leer, blocked me from his Instagram last week. And I don't know why. He blocked me and he blocked our show page. But he didn't block my co-host, Fashion Slooty. So something I did or said or wrote bothered him enough to block me. Can you imagine?
That's so insane.
On his
now, has he been on the show?
No, he won't come on. We've had most of the guests. I mean, the queens. But I did call him a fat. I did say that he looked like a fat ostrich in his last outfit. But I don't think that's a reason to block me. And I also said he should wear tights, and he had knees that looked like they'd been, you know, busy on the floor. But I didn't know. Okay. I didn't think it was out of bounds. Is that bad to say that? I mean, he's not fat. It's just like the costume made him look fat, like a fat ostrich, because it was just, that's what it looked like. What?
Is he body positive? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not fat. He just has a normal body. He's thin. He's not like muscular or anything. He's attractive, but nothing anybody would consider obese or anything like, but he probably fucked up in the head like every other queen. Probably thinks he's 500, probably thinks he looks fat. But I didn't mean anything by it. I was just saying your costume looks like a fat ostrich.
Because
It was just way not form-fitting. It was like a wireframe costume. Anyway, why did you bring up that show before? I don't want to digress. I'll get depressed, and then I'm just going to go on an eating binge. I don't want to go on an eating binge.
Hollywood and Holland, who's trying to be Hollywood, is, you know, the whole deal is very superficial.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, you could have said, you know what, I really like the color of your wig. And he could have taken it the wrong way, thinking, you know, what does she mean by that?
In other words, anything I said would have gotten me blocked.
Could have, you know. You never know with the high sensitivities of different people. You know, I know you and I went through it where, you know, I was talking about a certain person and, you know, I was like, no, I don't want that on there, on the show.
Harriet Tubman?
Because.
I'm not taking that off.
Harriet Tubman. And as you know, and that's how it is, you know. And I know you, it sounds like you don't want to talk about Dave Chappelle, but.
No, I
that's
do.
That's exactly.
I do.
That's what Dave Chappelle was talking about.
But it's just, we have a lot of topics because we had to talk about the Beyonce squirrel, the Madonna. Were they ants? What was the Madonna? I forgot already. Something attacking you. How did she manifest? God, my brain.
Flies. House flies.
So we just have a lot going on. But no, I do want to talk about Dave Chappelle. But the problem is I haven't seen the show yet. But I've already been told I have to have a certain opinion about it. You know what I mean?
What is the opinion?
The opinion is basically that we're supposed to be against him because he's a TERF and he's anti-trans. That's all I
what
know.
What is a TERF?
A TERF is somebody who, J.K. Rowling. It's a good question. I don't fucking know what it means. It's like,
okay.
I'll look it up. TERF. I think it means.
That's an answer.
Let me just look. Because it's the acronym for trans exclusionary radical feminist. So it's a feminist who's against trans, who believes basically like. Like, for example, there's a lot of language being changed. Like, the ACLU posted something about, you know, they posted a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was talking about women's rights to abortion. And the ACLU changed the quote to say people's rights, and they put it in brackets. So they're kind of changing the language to be trans-inclusive. TERFs are against that. TERFs believe that that is sort of infantilizing women. It kind of disappears women when you make every, you know, all these struggles that women have had their whole life to sort of be gender neutral, I guess is the best way I would describe a TERF. And Dan Savage is, you know, he's leading the charge against Chappelle, from what I understand third hand, because I don't read the criticisms until after I watch the show myself, so I'm behind. But Dan Savage is basically defending the trans people and going against Chappelle. And in my opinion, he has to, because he is so cancelable, because the shit he has said in his columns and in life, all it takes is a few nasty Karens and he's gone, you know? So he has to say everything perfectly from today forward so that people, you know, because they're going to protect him if they see he's against. It's like a sport, this whole politically correctness thing. Now, did you see what happened to me yesterday?
Well, protecting Dan Savage?
Dan Savage is sort of, yeah, like the sort of trans people who are, you know, who are sort of canceling anybody who says anything even remotely anti-trans as they see it. They're going to protect Dan Savage because he's on their side. And the second he disappears from their side, they'll go after him and just go through his Twitter history, his articles. And just destroy him, because that's easy, right?
Okay, what happened to you yesterday? You said you were about to ask me.
Okay, so what happened to me yesterday is I sign into Instagram for the first time of the day so I can look at all the people I hate, all the horrible people dancing and just, you know, they do these interpretive dances that they're not interpreting anything. They're just morons, right? They're just twitching, and they're just like, they're people that have no business making any sort of content, and they do it, and I watch it because it helps me, you know, it helps me get my blood up, and it helps me hate things, and it wakes me. So I wake up and I get a notification from Instagram warning your account may be deactivated because we found you had a violation. I gotta find it.
Go ahead. You know, and I'll tell you, I hate people.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I cannot stand people. People will come up with some crazy shit, you know.
Right.
My badge is like, you know, I'm here.
My body
of
sales.
Put my makeup on. I'm ready for Judy.
Who's Judy?
Exactly.
Mrs. Judge Judy. Okay. So here's the thing. So I open my Instagram. It says, check your account status. Something you posted was taken down for going against our community guidelines. See how it may be affecting your account, what you can do if you disagree with our decision. So it says, check your status. I press check your status. Yeah, you can't even believe this is real. Your comment was removed. Only you can see this information. Now, what is my comment? It's one word. It's you know how Cash App posts these contests every Friday? And if you reply with your cash tag, you register to win. And I've won a few $100 through that, mostly on Twitter. So the comment that I made that was removed is simply my cash tag, which is $ bloated lesbian. So they removed my comment, which was my cash tag, $ bloated lesbian. And it said, and then below it says, our guidelines on hate speech or symbols. We remove comments promoting hate speech or symbols, comments that encourage violence or attack anyone based on who they are, or specific threats of physical harm, theft, or vandalism. So my cash tag, which is basically me, my name for an app, which describes me simply as bloated lesbian, because I am a bloated lesbian, and that's what I call myself, and I have every right to describe myself however I am, and they call that hate speech because some Karen must have reported it. So it has a button that says, how do we make decision? We use the same guidelines for everyone on Instagram. blah, blah, blah. You can request a review. So I press the button, request a review, and I'm thinking, oh, I can explain why this is bullshit. There's no place to write. It's just you request a review. It says, thank you. We will review it. And that's it.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, how do you defend this? You know, and the problem is nobody on the left defends me. So when I, you know, posted about this, I wrote a blog post on my new Substack. By the way, everybody should subscribe because this is how, excuse my self-promotion, but this is the only way I can make money. I only have 2 paid subscribers so far. Thanks a lot. But I don't like to charge for the podcast, so I have the Substack, and I'm writing basically a stream of consciousness every day, 5 days a week, and it's just me babbling, and you pay $5 a month to read it, and that's it. So anyway, but so that's madge.substack.com. But anyway, I was complaining about it there, and it's like, I'm just so... You know, the only people that really defended me and retweeted it were the right-wing people because they're tired of the free speech, you know, the people attacking freedom of speech. And everybody I know who's on the left is like, oh, well, they're just like, stand up. They're just thinking, I guess, you know, it's right. They seem to think it's right because nobody is sort of defending me on this. And it's really frustrating because... You know, this started when Alex Jones, I know you haven't heard of them, which is this crazy right-wing guy who says Sandy Hook was fake and all this shit. And, you know, he's just a horrible guy, but he was taken off of iTunes and off of YouTube on the same day a few years ago. And this is when I started to break with my fans because they all were like, yeah, get rid of him. He's horrible. The shit he says is horrible. And I'm like, wait a second, before you know, stand for removing somebody from the internet and especially iTunes, because if you get removed from the iTunes directory, everybody sort of mirrors that. That means it's really hard to have your shit shown. And YouTube is kind of the same for video. So I said, wait a second, before you decide you're going to cheer this on, this censorship, maybe think about the ramifications of it, because in my opinion, this is a slippery slope. And all these fans of mine were cheering this on. I'm like, but what you're cheering on is basically my cancellation, because in my opinion, that's what's going to follow. When you allow this to be with somebody to be canceled, you know, from the other side, then that means they can cancel me. People with a different opinion can cancel me, and that's what's happening. And it's beyond frustrating, Berbatia. It's just so sad because it's happening and because really the left is just completely folded because they don't want to appear to be, you know, pro-Trump. Because if you defend free speech, that means you're in favor of Trump, basically, you know. I think Chappelle can say whatever the fuck he wants to. He has that right. Even if it's fucking racist or homophobic or anti-trans or whatever, because he has the right to say it. This is America. And just because it's on a corporate platform doesn't mean you'd lose that right, because this is we live in a capitalist society. Every platform there is capitalist, is for profit. So if you say, oh, companies can do whatever they want, that means basically there's no free speech because there are no public mm-hmm. platforms besides the public. There's only the for profit ones. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing.
No, I totally get it. And, you know, I was doing some advertising on Facebook last year, May or something like that. And mm-hmm. I did something incorrect. Maybe I didn't, something I didn't do correctly. And so they shut down an ad account. And it was that horrible loop of trying to actually get a person to actually mm-hmm. identify what was, you know, what the problem was and even how to solve it. So it was kind of ridiculous.
So how was it fixed eventually? You needed to send
out never fixed. I actually just gave up on that particular account and doing anything else with it. And doing any kind of advertising on Facebook. And I kind of drop in there and see pictures or whatever, and somebody's messaged me, but I don't participate on Facebook anymore. But I think that it was probably the advertisement was probably from someone that I was friends with who, you know, made a complaint. I think that's where
probably,
it started.
Yeah. Because I had another one recently that was also on Instagram where I had a violation just like that, but it was an image. And they said it was nudity or a sexual act, right? What was it? Have you seen that picture that's been going around for a while? It's like a meme of a big fat black guy with a huge dick sitting there naked.
I think I know what I've seen. Okay. That he's like really, really muscular.
Yeah.
Like, but overly like cartoon like look.
Yeah. Uh huh. And a huge belly and a huge dick. But what I posted had no nudity, so it was that picture. but it was right after the inauguration. Remember Bernie with his mittens? So it was that guy with Bernie's mittens on his hands, but also on his huge dick. So it was just a funny thing. So I got the same warning from Instagram for that. And they said it was sexually, but they didn't ban or give any comment to the person who I posted it from. You know what I mean? Like it was somebody else's post and I just reposted it. And they didn't, as a reel even. So they didn't attack the person who actually originally posted it. They just did me, which means it's obviously a reporting. Somebody's Karening me. You know, so you have so many issues here. Like what you described is probably one of the biggest issues, which is that worse than just having this sort of big brother, this, you know, I don't know what you call it, this situation where there's no freedom of speech, but there's no way to contest it because everything is automated. So you have no way to really talk to a person. It's all just bots and AI. And if the algorithm says, forget it, you're gone, and that's it. So it's like, you know, it's worse than those post-apocalyptic bureaucratic novels we used to read about because it's computers making the decisions. Before, like if you watched the movie Brazil, it was like some nasty bureaucrat, you know, who's stamping your paper says, no, sorry, did not request denied. But at least it was a person. But this is a human denying everything. I mean, a computer denying everything. So there's no, it's just so fucked up. You know, and I'm really tired of people not rising against it or speaking out against it because they're afraid of being considered Trumpies. What do you think of this predicament? You know, because it's just so upsetting. And my audience is already tiny because I've been canceled so many times and I just refuse to. What am I going to do? Change my Cash App account? Then I have to change my Twitter handle, which is also Bloated Lesbian, just because I'm afraid of something. Yeah, I'm just not going to fucking do it. And I'm old. Right. So I'll just let them do this to me and die rather than, you know, what, change my fucking handle to make the bots happy and to make these scared totalitarian, you know, people happy. I mean, it's just so fucking pathetic. What do you think?
The only thing that I can say is, you know, it's a name. It's a brand that you've used for a long time and, you know, continue to use it because people know where to reach you.
And I am a bloated lesbian. And it's also my Gmail. It's my email address. What are they going to do? Cancel my email address too? And I can't get email? And then I can't get into the bank? Yeah. It's me. I'm a bloated lesbian and they're denying my lesbianhood. It's really sexist. It's sexist. It's misogynistic. It's anti-trans. It's anti-gay. And it's sizist because I'm bloated. And they're doing, you know, and they're canceling me. I should be suing them. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will.
That's exactly right. It's, you know, I.
But we don't have a certain, I'm sorry to interrupt. If you don't have a certain level of fame, like a certain requirement of followers, then nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Nobody defends you. You're just off the radar. So people don't understand how common this is, what's happening to me. It happens to thousands and thousands of people every day. But people don't hear us complaining because we're not some fucking high-profile Beyonce shit. And they have different rules for that.
Now, wait a minute. What happened with Beyonce? What did she do? Like, for real, because she's really pissed you off. You brought her up.
It's
like
that Tiffany's 18. Commercial. It's that fucking Tiffany's commercial. She's riding on a private jet by herself at a time when private jets cause horrible pollution, climate denial, and yes, I'm pissed because the planet fucking matters to me, even though I don't have kids, and I think we need to be doing everything we can to stop climate change from getting worse, and one of the worst offenders is private jets, because, I mean, airplanes in general are horrible emitters of CO2, but at least when you have a passenger jet, you've got hundreds of people on one plane. She's flying one plane by herself and showing it that this is what you need to aspire to as a black woman, you know? And meanwhile, like, but so she's, and then she's so hypocritical because she's so like into symbolism. And this is something that really bothers me. Like the Chappelle thing is another perfect example. Like, oh no, we're not going to let anybody say anything about trans people. We're not going to let anybody, and Colin Kaepernick, you know what? Oh, don't say anything bad about him. We're going to protect Colin Kaepernick. But You know, they do these superficial things to protect races, to protect trans people, to protect genders, right? Very superficial things. But if you really want to help black people, how about Medicare for all? And if you want to help everybody, save the fucking planet from all these fucking climate change and these forest fires, you know? But you have Beyonce over there pretending she's, you know, Miss Feminist with her lemonade bullshit. And meanwhile, she's like, oh, I'm, fuck the planet, I'm rich. That's why she bothers
me. Okay, watch it. I'm watching it. Okay.
Oh, it's disgusting. So
the typewriter.
And then forget about Jay-Z's hair. Ugh. Lemonade. Ugh.
I think it's horrible.
Thank you. Thank you for triggering me. Thank you for the trigger warning, by the way. Thanks.
Wait a minute, it's almost over. But this is not the commercial.
It sounds like it. Yeah, and do you see the squirrels in the background in the plane? You see that little squirrel strapped in the back? Do you see it? That's your squirrel. That's your squirrel. That's Henrietta, or whatever her name is, their name. What did this? Does the squirrel have a name, Barbacia? You can stop it now. I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, I'm telling you, this is my reaction.
Yeah,
I get what their mindset might have been of, like, you know, you know, we can be XYZ. We can be expansive in our visions about ourselves. We can be expansive. I get that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I get that there's a fucking crazy ass homeless hoarder woman on my street.
Right. And a squirrel that Beyonce sent over.
And a squirrel Beyonce sent over.
Yeah.
And like, she has like literally enough for like a 2-bedroom apartment.
Exactly.
Stored in people's backyards.
And Beyonce's on a private jet.
So I kind of get the dichotomy there, and it's annoying. And the homeless hoarder woman is annoying too. I'm African American. You know, I could say, you know, please don't take a poop on my walkway. And, you know, she's got all her supporters in the neighborhood, you know, hawking me for being racist. You know, this black guy who's threatening her life.
You know, there's so many people reacting to anything that can be construed as remotely racist on Twitter and reacting like crazy. Now, I would say a lot of those are overreactions, but regardless, what strikes a lot of these people as hypocritical is, or I don't know if it's hypocritical, but the fact that a lot of what people perceive as a racial issue is really a class issue. If you really want to help black people, don't worry about the statues. Get fucking Medicare for all. Get health care for everyone. You know, I just read today that the biggest determinator, is that the word, of if people are vaccinated is not race, it's not income, and it's not even political class. The biggest determiner statistically of who is vaccinated and who is not is people, whether or not people have health care. The people who aren't vaccinated mostly are the people that don't have health care. And that's weird, but that's according to Kaiser Foundation. So
in what states? California is just kind of like annoying about, like, they'll text you, you have, you know, they're like, everybody get it. You know, if you've ever registered to vote, they're texting people about just go and get it.
Well, I don't know. This was Kaiser Foundation. I don't know the region. I assume it was all of America, but I could be wrong. I don't know. But, you know, bugging people doesn't necessarily always work. The strongest factor to determine whether or not people are vaccinated is whether or not they have health care, according to this Kaiser Foundation study. You know, and it shows, you know, like, so I guess my argument is just, my issue is, you know, race is valid. People should respect each other and not be racist, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, do what's really going to help those people, not just superficial shit, you know? Not just erasing historic movies where they showed things like Gone with the Wind in maybe a bad way. You know, let's actually have policies that can help black people rise up economically and maybe have the same average wealth as white people or more, you know, and have the same level of health care. I don't see it.
Right, right. I think one of the things, too, is that there's been with older African Americans who weren't, you know, educated or who were educated and just fell off or just gave up, you know, went through whatever traumas that they went through. They're just like, you know what, we're just not going to fall for it again. And so they're very, you know, suspicious about, you know, anything that's progressive.
Meaning?
And meaning.
Like what? Progressive meaning, like what, for example?
For instance.
I get the suspicion. I just want to understand what it is you're talking about. Like, is this policy, like progressive policies? Or is it just, or are you talking about the more symbolic stuff? Or what do you? Yeah.
Well, I'm not the individual people, but I was a part of a market research group that was. Let me pull up the company. The company was the New York Life. They were putting together this program called Wealth Gap. And it was geared towards African Americans, and they wanted to figure out how they can get into African American communities to offer them the information about wealth that you just mentioned, like education to close that wealth gap.
Right.
And they literally were like, okay, if we have like a picnic in the park, do you think we should just like hand out business cards or should we hand out hot dogs and, you know, to draw, you know. They were literally trying to figure out grassroots ways to actually get to people to get that information to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, I think we hear about more African Americans who are just, you know, disassociated with any kind of reality that, you know, we hear more about that than we hear about people, regardless of what color they are, who are just disassociated from reality. And like they just wouldn't take the information because they don't trust it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's like, you know, for instance, I'll give you an example. I saw you when I was in Chicago, but I was at a reunion in Wheaton where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Chicago, but I grew up in Wheaton. And the house that my mother, that I grew up in, my brothers, my mom, my dad, before they got divorced, he moved out. Once she sold it, you know, I don't know exactly how much money they sold it for, but I'm sure it was not more than $300,000. But they bought it for like maybe $20,000 in 1960s or something like that.
Yeah.
When we moved out of Chicago. So to her, that's like, whoa, I made a lot of money. You know, that's how she was. She went to Mississippi. She bought land. She built a new house. Ta-da. I drove by that property. That house is gone. And on that plot of land is six houses.
Oh, my God.
Six houses, which started at like $350,000.
Uh-huh.
When they were brand new. They've gone up there probably, I looked it up on Zillow, they're about $450,000 now. Not Jeez. Not way high like California or New York, but still. You know, six houses on that property. And you know, she's slow to move. She was slow to move. You know,
when did she sell?
She sold in, oh my God, like 2007 or so.
So not that long ago.
Not that long ago, no. And she was slow to move, slow to sell. She's like, you know, I'm holding out for, you know. And they made a killing off of it. They you know, the bait and switch. So, you know, she's passed on now. She you know, she's got a house. There's a house, family house in Mississippi, and a brother and a sister living there, but a sister-in-law living there.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that bitch, though. but, you know, She's in my mama's house, calling it her house. Okay. Oof. But anyway, that's the type of thing that happens, though. It's like, you know, hey, you know, you've got this great, great, you know, product that you're marketing African-American, or you've got this great singing voice African-American, or you're a very funny African-American. If they don't have, you know, the acumen, they'll sell out. Yeah. I sold out on, you know, on a project. I won't even mention it because it's like, but I sold out on a project that's, you know, it's a top selling product a long time in its area. So, you know, and I sold out because I didn't know any better. So you've got all these layers, and it's not just Black people. It's individuals who need more of the information. I think there was this whole like pylon with like help Black people out after George Floyd. And it's like, just stop fucking with us and let us just have a normal life.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have to like, you know, do all this extra stuff. We have the opportunity, you know, to learn with everybody else growing up, but we had all this undercover distraction shit happening behind the scenes, you know, which is now out in the open because people are using their cameras.
Right.
Like now you're like, oh, we got to do something. No. The opportunity to do something was when shit was happening and there were no cameras. Yeah. That's the whole gap of wealth gap.
And are they really doing something? Are they really doing something anyway? I mean, it seems to me that they're doing about as much about it as politicians, meaning politicians, are doing about as much as they do for guns and school shootings. Maybe it seems like it's better because there haven't been any big ones in the press lately. But, right. You know, the thing is, a lot of those don't get publicized. It's the same thing I was just talking about when I talked about how, like, shit like what happened to me and my bloated lesbian doesn't get reported. It doesn't get any traction in media because I'm too small. Well, something like that happened to a friend of mine. Somebody I used to sort of, I use the word date loosely in the 90s. But this person I used to know, a Cuban who I met at the World Gym, and we went out a lot. She lived in Park Place Towers or something like that. And this person was murdered a little over a year. I think it was 2 years ago at the Jewel, not the Black Jewel, the one on Broadway and Cornelia. You know that Jewel, right? The one in Boys Town.
Murdered. Jewel.
What happened is they accused him of shoplifting. I doubt if he was because he's not anybody. He, you know, this is a really sweet guy who used to send money home to Cuba. He was just a really nice person. And they, you know, he had an apartment. He wasn't homeless or anything. Not that that's bad. And he was accused of shoplifting at that Jewel. The security guard was 400 pounds and smothered him to death, holding him down. And that was it. Dead. And I tried to get, I mean, I wrote a lot of news media. You know, there was one article in some local schlocky paper about it. It never got traction. I sent it to Democracy Now. I sent it to a bunch of media outlets, international, national ones. Nobody did anything. Nobody picked up the story. You know, and this, okay, he's not Black, but he's still brown. But, you know, it's right. Like how many stories like that happen every day that we did that just, it doesn't have a video. So it doesn't, you know, get any publicity, you know? It's all just,
no publicity.
There's a few gatekeepers that determine what people get to be outraged about. And you have to have a lot of Twitter followers or, you know, or a TV channel. And it is very controlled. And it's, you know, and it's also carefully engineered to distract from big systemic problems like income inequality and healthcare disparity or lack of healthcare. You know, I mean, it's,
right.
It's, I don't know what it is. I'm just describing this problem I'm trying to figure out because I have no way how to fix it. It's just whole, fucking capitalism, I guess, you know.
It's pretty insane. And, you know, that's shocking to hear. I'm really actually sorry to hear that. And, you know, I commend you for actually, you know, trying to make an effort to, you know, get that word out. I've never even heard of that.
And you wouldn't. Nobody. I mean, and how many times does that happen? How many times does that happen at that fucking store? I always tell people, don't shop there. They'll fucking kill you.
Was he? How many? Has there been more murders there?
I have no idea.
Okay, but what happened to the security guy?
I don't know because there was no follow-up reporting on it. There was like one article, that was it, and then nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. And his family's in Cuba. They have no leverage, you know, and they interviewed him in this first article and they were very sad, and it's tragic. Yeah. How often does this fucking happen?
It's insane.
It's disgusting.
And, you know, they're talking, how about that, what is it, Gabby, or what is that woman's name?
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing about her, the lady in the van or whatever. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Top headlines. I don't understand. What about her?
There is so much, you know, information about her. And so I'm not on any side. I just think that, you know, people, you know, need to just kind of mind their own fucking business, enjoy their lives and not hurt anybody else. And, you know, if something's bothering you, then, you know, just stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
Don't dip into shit that's like gonna, you know, you think is fucked up. You know, that's the key to happiness. That's what they say in all those fucking motivational books, is like focusing on what your passion is and what you enjoy in life. You know, so if somebody's doing something that's pissing you off, then just fucking stay up out of that bullshit.
But what does that have to do with Gabby or whatever her name is? I don't get the connection.
Well, the thing that has to do with her is, that's a prelude to the fact that I think that there's been parallels brought up about all the black trans women that have died and disappeared, and then all the black people who have disappeared.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's very little, if any, coverage about them at all.
Right.
And it's like your story about, you know, the guy at the Jewel, that it's there, it's gone, and they move on to something else.
Yeah.
And this Gabby is repeatedly in the headlines. And it's probably because she's white, because she was pretty.
Because her story makes money. That's why. Really what it comes down to. That story makes people watch and makes money. It's a story. It's reality TV and it's entertainment. It's not about news and it's not about getting anything changed. It's nothing but pure garbage because the system is controlled by money and how many people will look at the story, not the merits of the story and how much, you know, news is supposed to be informing people what they need to know. But it's not.
Right.
Not in what we have. It's more just giving people whatever they're likely to look at and be intrigued by and keep watching. Yeah.
Right. We had this, I took a marketing class for actors. And, you know, the coach who, and don't get me started on coaches who are like, you know, I have a subject that I'm an expert at. And so now I'm a coach and, you know, the whole thing. Anyway, so this marketing coach was, she said, basically, TV actors need to create what they're doing from the standpoint of, will it sell to George and Martha in, I don't know, I think she said like Idaho or in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be watered down and not offensive.
Yeah.
To be able to reach that Midwestern audience that will more than likely be sitting in front of the TV watching.
Yeah.
As opposed to the coastals. And so, you know, and I get that. And I get that the Gabby thing is, you know, would be like, oh, this poor thing, what happened to her? You know, they would sit there and they would eat that shit up. It is crafted to manipulate money out of people. AI pisses me off because it is also crafted to manipulate money out of people.
For sure.
I'm doing my taxes. I'm using TurboTax, which I will never do it again.
Why?
I've used TurboTax before, but I did it by hand. Like, I kept my records on a spreadsheet. This year I did it with QuickBooks and I imported. None of that shit imports. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
None of it imports into any kind of a fucking category. So you're spending all this time allocating personal and business, and AI is like, yes, great, keep going. But then it'll have like a card, you know, a debit card, credit card allocation, and then it'll count it a second time as cash.
You're an independent contractor?
Independent contractor. So I'm doing all this shit with, you know, I put it over to TurboTax. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm here. I might as well, you know, keep going.
Yeah.
So TurboTax is like a loop. Like if you do, if you miss something, it'll it'll remove something.
Yeah.
And then you have to start over from the beginning. And then it'll ask you if you want, you know, coaching help on your website. You know, it'll say, oh, hey, so-and-so is here to chat with you. But then it's blocked until you put in your card number.
Girl.
It is a fucking AI. See,
I use TurboTax, and I kind of know what you mean. But the thing is, what you do is, when you use TurboTax, well, I'm not an independent contractor. Let's just get that straight. But I had a complicated year because I had sold a property and some crazy shit. What you do is, the most important thing is you pay for the most advanced version where they offer to represent you if you get audited. And then if you get audited, basically you say, well, you know, this is what I did. And, you know, if I fucked up, it's the software's fault. Deal with it. Because at that point, you don't have to talk to the IRS. TurboTax does. So it's their fucking problem. You know what I mean? So
That's
what I would strongly suggest. If you're using TurboTax, take that, because some of that shit's a ripoff. You know, I don't know about this website shit, but that there's that version where you pay like an extra $100 and they represent you. If you get audited, that is a good service because you do not want to have to talk to the IRS. And they do make mistakes in the app, but if it's the AI that fucks you up and you pay and you didn't pay enough, or if you pay too much because of it, that's their fucking fault. And when you do that, they'll have to be the ones that, you know, it creates a buffer, I think. But I stopped using the QuickBooks with it because, first of all, they started charging an annual fee for QuickBooks. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm done. So I can't do it. I understand why you do it. You're an independent contractor. But when it's tax time, I just get all my bank statements and I just figure it the fuck out because I am sick of that fucking software. It used to, I swear, 20 years ago when I used to use Quicken when it was on the green computer screen, just DOS, right? And it was fine. It was fine and very easy to use. But now it's just fucking bullshit. Nothing connects to it. And then if you connect to something, you have to re-enter your security credentials. And then it's fucking like, what the fuck? I don't know how to connect to your bank. It's like, fuck you. And then right. Like what you describe, it doesn't know how to talk to anyone. And then on top of that, they want an annual fee. So I just say, fuck it. It's easier to just figure it out once a year and then I'm done.
Right. Well, I got that bullshit when I was driving Miss Daisy with Uber.
Yeah.
And they gave it to you for free. And so I used it. Just it started aggregating information there last year, and it was useful in that respect. Mm-hmm. But allocating business and personal was like, you know.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Job. You're using QuickBooks, you said.
QuickBooks, self-employed.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Quick and the other thing. Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean because that's for the business. Oh, and that doesn't talk to the TurboTax. It's the same fucking company.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And then, yeah, I think all what it does is it's on Quicken all year long. It gives you this running total, like you don't know anything for tax based on your income and your expenses. Hey, you owe something, you know, and here you're almost done being ready for doing your taxes. Everything. Hey, just finalize it. Send it to TurboTax. Mm-hmm. So you finalize it, send it to TurboTax, and nothing goes there. So you have to start over from fucking scratch.
Listen, I work in AI. That's part of my job description. And I will tell you this. I always argue with Deborah. AI doesn't exist. It's fucking bullshit. If AI existed, it would be smart. It would do your fucking dishes. It would take your dog out. It would do your taxes without you having to do all that shit. It's not AI. It's just shit that some programmer makes to sort of make it look like it's AI, but it's fucking not. It's just bad programming. And the difference between AI and bad programming is it's basically a decision tree where some programmer is trying to think of all the possible things that could happen. But of course, there's millions of things they're not going to think of because that's just how it works when you have, you know, probability and different variables. So a true AI can handle all those different exceptions that come up that nobody's thought of yet. We don't have that. We have decision trees where people code in, oh, well, what if this happens and then this happens and then this happens? Well, if you don't go through that exact string of events, they don't know what the fuck and the shit blows up. But they don't tell you it blows up. They just, you know, ask if you want to chat. It's just AI is fucking bullshit. That's why we still don't have self-driving cars, because it doesn't fucking work right.
Well, yeah, I think too, there's an element in there of like, they don't want it to work right, so you can then hire a coach.
Well, that could be, yeah.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. That poor coach, though. God, I bet that's a miserable person. I bet that's a fucking miserable person. Oh, my person. God. That's the worst job to have. Anyway, I need to go, though, because we've been over an hour, and I have to get some work done before I return, before I end my Friday. Because if I have a Friday and I don't get any work done, I feel like shit all weekend. We didn't even get to talk about that fucking TV show. Next week, I want to talk about that fucking Squid Game. Did you watch it?
Red light.
What?
Green light.
You watch it
Red
then?
Red light.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I don't even want to start now. But that was really, I would hope that, I wanted to talk about it. I completely forgot, but let's talk about that next week. I haven't even finished it yet anyway, but that's some interesting shit. So anyway, thank you so much, Barbacia. And,
you're welcome.
Well, good luck with the squirrel. I wish you two the best. I know that for my engagement, despite all the bad mouthing of Beyonce and Tiffany's, we did use wedding. We got our wedding rings from Tiffany, so you might want to do that. I don't know if they come in squirrel size, but you know, you can try maybe something. You know, maybe like there's got to be something that fits on a squirrel.
I'm just gonna get a squirrel body size glove, so when I'm sticking that, you know, because with you know the size of the body, if they have a little something down there, it's going to be tiny. So I'm just going to get a body glove and put them in the body glove.
Yeah.
And use and just stick his whole body in the vagina. Well,
and you can get a, I do know, I'm not sure if they have wedding rings for squirrels, but I do know that Tiffany's carries cock rings for squirrels.
Oh.
So if it does turn out that they have a penis, then maybe think about that.
Absolutely.
You might have to squeeze their abdomen to make it poop out. Poop, you know, to push it out. You know, because sometimes they have innies. These rodents. Yeah. These rodents can have, they can be deceptive in the genitalia.
Well, it's, you know, it's very true. And, you know, the homeless hoarder woman might come by and take a shit and kill it. So.
Well, tell her I said hi and get a picture. I want to see it. I want to see her belly button. I want to see it. All right, Barbacia, thank you so much. Talk to you another time. Okay, bye.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye. You too, bye.
Is that pussy Harry? Is it Harry?